The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. China has deployed a five-point plan that could end America. This is no joke. This is very serious. Let me repeat that headline for you. China has deployed a five-point plan that could end America. This is intelligence being leaked. And Grant Stinchfield and Stinchfield Tonight has been having some excellent shows on excellent topics that other people aren't covering. And here's another one. And this is major. China is a major threat. And the major threat that they are posing with this five-point plan is to the world. But obviously, it's to America first. It's if they can get America out of the way, they will be able to do everything they can to have full control over the world. And basically, what seems would set up a Mark of the Beast system that they already basically have in China, the surveillance system, the stuff you read about in the end times in the Bible. China's got all the technology, the surveillance, the social credit scores to cut you off if you don't obey. It's all been developed through China. This will become a global standard during the tribulation period. So China obviously is going to have a key role in that. America is what stands in the way of the one world government forming. The one world globalists in America are fighting to destroy America with our enemies on the outside so that they can form this one world government. And that's the biggest problem we have. We don't just have the enemies from without. We have the enemies from within. The enemies from without, like China, have told people like Joe Biden and our politicians that they have bought off, that, oh yeah, when we get the one world government, you're in, baby. But the real plan is not for the Americans to be in. The real plan is we're removing America. You ain't in, and we're never going to follow you. The whole point is to get you Americans out of power. And behind the scenes, they laugh at the globalist Americans. I say it all the time because it's the truth. The stupidest people on earth are Americans who believe in globalism. They are the stupidest people on earth. The globalist movement is all about destroying the power that these Americans have. And they're willing to give it away because they can get bought off. And if they get bought off by China short term, they don't care about the long term. Biden and his family has made millions of dollars, right? So it's worked selling out America for them. But they don't care about the end game. The end game is eventually when China gets its way, people like the Bidens will have nothing eventually. So it's a pretend. I mean, it works for some people. If you were selling out America 30 years ago, you probably got away with it. Many of them may have already died, got the money from selling out America, and to them, it was worth it. They didn't see the consequences, but we're at the verge of the consequences. This is big time stuff. Let me get to the five-point plan. They go over it. It's huge stuff, folks. Don't miss any of this show. Let's get started.
Folks, we are getting exclusive intelligence from the new federal state of China. You know, this is the organization that is founded by Miles Guo, as well as Steve Bannon. And whistleblowers inside China are now telling us that China has a five-point plan to take out, quite frankly, to take over the world. Sounds crazy, but it's not. Joining me now to discuss this five-point plan from the new federal state of China herself is Ava Chen. Ava, welcome to the program. It's good to see you again.
Hi, Grant. Thank you for having us. Yes, I think we wanted to share.
I wanted to go through these point by point. So there's 5 points, and I'm going to let you expand on each one. The first point that you have given me, and what I want everyone to know, is anytime I get information from the new federal state of China, it always turns out to be true. It's amazing the record that you all have, Ava, on exposing this kind of stuff. Point one, The CCP has bio labs, 11 Middle East countries, Africa and South America, and they are trying to come up with new viruses in all of these places. 11 Middle East countries. Tell me about the biolab situation.
Yes. Actually, if you have been following for the intels, the previous intels that we shared, especially shared by Miles Guo in 2020, at that time, Miles Guo has already alerted the world that the CCP military has helping, particularly several countries in Middle East, building the P4 and P3 labs. This is actually three years ago. He mentioned he named a number of countries, including Pakistan, Iran, and even possibly Turkey. So,
hold on. This is amazing because we knew that when we and it's not been in mainstream news very much, but we caught one of their bioweapon labs illegally set up in California, and our own politicians ignored it and have done nothing about it. And we said, this cannot be the only bioweapon lab. And they are set up right in America. We know there's more in America, let alone these other countries. Why are they setting up in the Middle East? Because a lot of the conflict they believe they can cause to happen in the Middle East. Drag America's military over to the Middle East. Also use Russia and their conflict to drain our supplies. So you have the Ukraine conflict and the ally of China, Russia, draining us through Ukraine. Physically get our aircraft carriers and military members to have to defend Israel. Remember, China is behind all the movement that Iran and Hamas, behind all of the scenes is China. And it is a plan to then have our military be occupied in the Middle East. And we're being attacked well over 100 times now in what, like 2 months? In the Middle East, our bases in the Middle East. So clearly it's already being deployed. It's already happening. China is making us, that also helps them go after Taiwan, which I keep telling people though, they're going to wait. That will be one of the last things they do. If you're going to go to war with America, you do it this way where it looks like you're not actually at war as much as possible. And then you do a surprise attack at your convenience when you think you have the best advantage. And after you do the surprise attack, then you can go after Taiwan. They have to be very careful about the food supply stuff. This is why I think they are using the illegal immigration to send over all these Chinese nationals to set up in America, A, to cut our power supplies, destroy, if there is an attack, they will destroy, you know, water treatment plants and all sorts of stuff like that. But on top of that, have them be in position of taking over as much farmland as possible, as they would have Russia, North Korea, Iran, and others, including China itself, could, I don't even, China will use their own nukes, but they could use tactical nuclear weapons just on the East and West Coast and nowhere else. And tactical, small nukes. They're still big nukes, but small radiation leakage. It's not like the 1980s. So where the farmland could be, for the most part, still kept ready to use. I think that's their plan. They have a plan B. We know that they want Australia as a plan B for the farmland. So if something goes wrong or it's too much and they can't save the farmland in America for themselves, they will go and conquer Australia and use Australia as a farming nation to feed their population. These are plans we know they have in place. And this is the thing. It's happening. It's happening. It's just happening slowly because China is a big believer in conquering your enemy without firing a shot. And they're going to try that. And it's going to be a slow bleed until they feel like maybe we just do a surprise attack. Or one of their allies, let's say Iran, they give Iran nuclear weapons. And Iran goes rogue and says, we want jihad to start, and we're just going to go rogue and blow up a city in America with a rogue nuclear weapon. That would force Russia and China to respond right away. As soon as they saw that, they wouldn't hesitate. They'd all join in. This is so dangerous. And this is the stuff I was saying before any of this was in the news, before Russia even invaded Ukraine, folks. And it's all happening right now. It's just in slow motion. Now, take a listen to more of the 5-point plan. They're still on point one, the bioweapons.
So this is just 3 more years in the making. The evil plans of the CCP, which colonizing the entire world, has unfolding in front of us. So this is, I think it's really critical for every American to know that this their way of life has been endangered by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. Second point on this, coming from whistleblowers inside the CCP, that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, now has military installations and is moving 3,500 ballistic missiles, DF-10A series, spending $50 billion on this, 2,000 more on the way. DF-10A, what does that mean? Clearly, ballistic missiles doesn't sound good for the world.
Mm-hmm. So basically, 10A is middle-ranged ballistic missiles. So they prepared 3,500 already deployed in the 3 countries in Middle East. So they're ready to be fired towards their enemies. And also, there are actually additional 2,000 currently that in transaction. So will be arrived in those countries very soon.
2,000 more. It's on its way right now to these Middle Eastern countries, and they can see they want the U.S. military to be engaged over in the Middle East, but they can use those and actually shoot at America from those Middle East countries. Again, I don't think they will. I think they'll allow Russia to do that. Russia's much more capable, and Russia has the nuclear subs and has the ability to get right. They've shown that they can get past our defense systems without being detected. And Iran has practiced for 20 years shooting ballistic missiles off of tanker ships. So with all the tanker ships that come into America, my goodness, all you need is 2 or 3 of those. And they could get really close and launch from there. These have been plans that I have heard about, especially the Iran and the tanker ship stuff, for 20 years. And remember, Iran does not need to practice shooting off of tanker ships to hit Israel with nuclear weapons. They can hit Israel from where they are. It's not for Israel. It is for America. You have to know that. Here's more.
And then the most concerning part is the CCP military has already deployed no fewer than 20 nuclear warheads, okay, using the DF-41 series, which is intercontinental ballistic missiles, which means basically can reach to mainland U.S. or any other countries.
Frightening to say the least, 20 of those now deployed, able to reach the mainland of the United States. Point three, the Chinese Communist Party is backing terrorist groups in the Middle East, including Hamas, and your whistleblowers tell us that 20,000 mercenaries are now ready to go to work for China at the rate of $10,000 a month. China's going to pay them. What do these mercenaries plan on doing?
So basically, we already heard the recent news about the Yemen and Houthis and all those terrorists. They're going to gang up. Okay, they're going to betting that the United States and the free world, Israel, would not be able to basically combat and deter the CCP, fighting three wars in at the same time. So basically, we already have a Russian-Ukraine war, and then this Hamas against Israel, and possibly spill over to become a regional war in Middle East, and then that's where the CCP basically aiming the target, perfect timing to move on Taiwan. So so these 20,000 mercenaries has already been deployed in Iran and Syria. So they're basically ready to combat for Hamas at any time. And the thing is, another 20,000 mercenary are currently is in assembly line. Okay, so awaiting further deployment in the event of escalation.
It's stunning information, really. And if our intelligence here in the United States isn't on it, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. But we find more often than not, we're getting a lot of information from the new federal state of China that our intelligence community is not getting, which is why I'm grateful for what you all are doing. Number four on these points, there's two left. Number four, the Chinese Communist Party is assisting other countries with nuclear weapons. I would imagine Iran would be on that list. We're told that Iran is very close to a nuclear bomb.
That's correct. The CCP is assisting in many countries, not just Iran. Actually, if you're looking at the Axis of Evil back in September, that we the new federal state of China's intel has telling that we're looking at North Korea, we're looking at Iran, and possibly other places. So, and I want to point your audiences to the recent the fiscal year 2024 National Defense Authorization Act that was just signed into law by American government. And in that document, there is a definition of a foreign adversaries. And guess on the top four of the foreign adversaries, you cannot find Russia anymore. The number one enemy of the United States defined by an American government is the PRC, and including Hong Kong and Macau. And the number two is Cuba. And the number three is Iran. And the number four is North Korea.
Yeah, we cannot forget about Cuba. And remember, China has been setting up military bases in Cuba. So Cuba is clearly going to help out. And Iran already has nuclear weapons. They always they've been saying they're close to nuclear weapon. They have them. And I really believe when North Korea was testing nuclear weapons, they weren't just testing it for themselves. I believe those were Iranian nuclear weapons being tested in North Korea. That's why they backed down so quickly once the tests were over, because they were being paid by Iran to do the testing, because Iran can't do its own testing. So they have them. The question is, how many do they have? And remember, the Middle East does not want to nuke Israel. It is a holy site. They will never nuke Jerusalem. Never. They want to nuke America. This is why we're the great Satan. This is why they say that they're going to kill the great Satan and then go after the little Satan, Israel. Israel, the whole world will come against you when America's power is removed. This is all biblical. It's playing out in slow motion, and the great dragon behind the scenes, which is a representation of Satan, obviously, but it appears Satan is using China as that mastermind behind the scenes that doesn't look like they're the ones doing it. Satan does this in everything. Satan loves to look like he's not the one doing things when he's the one behind everything. China acts like Satan. They are the red dragon, and they're trying to make it look like they're not doing it when they're behind it all. What's happened in Israel happened because China wanted it to happen. You have to know that. Last point.
So, yes, the CCP has been helping in these countries and developing, obtaining nuclear weapon capabilities under the guise of civilian projects.
Yeah. Amazing to say the least. Last one as we run out of time here, but really quickly. The past 13 months, according to whistleblowers, the Chinese Communist Party has entered into spy communication agreements with countries close to the United States, Honduras, Venezuela, Cuba, Brazil, Argentina, Dominica. And this is in order to monitor U.S. military communications and, of course, give them a jumping off point. God forbid they ever wanted to try something against the United States. Real quick, Ava, in just about 20 seconds or so, sum that up for me.
Yes. So basically, these are the neighboring countries of the United States. So they created a surrounding United States and monitoring using spy wells, those technology that they stealed or given by the American companies. So in short, you Americans using their technology, helping the CCP to invade in the free parts of the world.
Yeah. Ava Chen, you and I are going to dig deeper into this on my podcast tomorrow morning, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com.
Yeah, so you guys can check that out. But folks, China, they are deploying it as we are speaking, as you are watching this. This may be, and I didn't, even when I started preparing for the show and I saw all this information, as I'm doing the show, I am convincing myself even more. This is bigger than I knew it was big. But as I'm doing the show, I'm like, this is it. They are there. They are ready for a surprise attack. That doesn't mean they will do it right this second, but I think, I've been wondering if there would ever be an indication, are they in position? If they're not in position, they will be in position within a few days. Intelligence usually actually lags behind. So if they're saying that they have 2,000, you know, of the nuclear weapons being deployed to the Middle East, and that's already been reported, it's probably arriving today. So you're looking at this 5-point plan that is being exposed, that is being exposed by the help of people who have escaped communist China, risked their lives. Miles is in prison for trying to warn America, and it's all at the door. It's at the door. China's ability to look like they're not doing it, but have others do it, is set up now. And they're using all the other countries. We knew there'd be a group of countries to do it. They might want to wait 6 months from now. But remember, because war is already going on in the Middle East, and because Russia is already, you know, entangled in a war, something could trigger Russia any day. One event, and everything can change in a blink of an eye. And then it could cause them to say, we're employing it, our 5-point plan. We're deploying everything now. Boom. You never know how it's going to go. They don't even know. They might have a plan of 6 months from now, and it might end up being a few days from now if conditions and circumstances cause it to go that way. Folks, this is serious, serious stuff. I think everyone needs to get right with God. It's a whole nother reason, why you should be praying for Jesus's return. Get right with God. Don't wait. If you wait, it could be too late. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. Stop denying the truth. Accept it and repent. Repentance is key. Don't just know that Jesus is God. Repent and turn your life over to him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman? Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? They're conversations and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome, and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.